Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
It's gone!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here, and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
What does this all mean for the Warriors? They didn't get Patrick Beverley. Okay, he's
President's
going
to... President's Day? What does that mean for them?
Not that so much as the movement, the player movement in the buyout market. They didn't get Kevin Love. Did they even want Kevin Love? We don't know. A lot of Warrior fans were hoping something might happen there. Westbrook's going to the Clippers. So where does this leave the Warriors? All they got was they bring in Gary Payton II, who's going to be reevaluated in another freaking month. So how do they get to where they want to get to? Is Charles Barkley right? I ask you again. Are they cooked?
Like I said, you can feel the heat coming off the stove, but they're not cooked yet because their big buyout addition is going to be Stephen Curry.
Huh?
You just have to look at it that way. They're getting a guy that they haven't had for a month.
But even when they had him, they weren't playing the best basketball in the conference.
It's the best chip they've got. I mean, they are profoundly limited in what they can do in terms of roster changes. You know, they married themselves to this two-track idea that has largely failed.
I agree with that so far. Because at least one of the guys that you thought was your bridge to that future is like, I mean, he's literally not even here anymore.
He's a piston.
Yeah.
Jordan Poole is good but erratic.
Do you see him as part of the timeline plan too? Two timeline plan? I honestly believe no.
I honestly believe at some point, by the time that the second track is supposed to be fully operational, he will have been here for 7 years. And I think there will be a point where he just says, you know what, I want to see what else is out there. And I don't know what the Warriors will do about that, because in 3 or 4 years, not only will Curry not be here anymore, or Green or Thompson, I don't believe Kerr will be here, and I don't believe Myers will be here.
I don't think Myers will be here next year, and I hope I'm wrong.
Well, that may well be true. I just think in 3 or 4 years, this franchise is going to be radically different, and probably not for the better.
And you don't see Poole as part of that next foundation?
I don't know, because I don't know who's making those decisions. But right now, he has the feel of Monte Ellis, who was a better player than people gave him credit for at the time, but he was surrounded by records. But
you know, the Bucks could have had Curry or Monte Ellis in that trade.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, and they said, that Curry guy's getting hurt all the time. Give us Monte Ellis.
Well, at the time, they were right, because Curry was hurt all the time. His ankles were styrofoam. But I don't know that you can thrive if Jordan Poole is your best guy. And I think at some point, whoever is going to have to make that decision is going to make it. What can we get for Poole?
I think that's going to be a pivotal decision, because if it is someone other than Bob Myers, if you're going to continue to see Jordan Poole as a foundational piece, he's not a great fit for the way Steve Kerr likes to play. He's very talented, and they haven't won as many games as they'd won if it hadn't been for him coming in and scoring as many points as he scored. But at times he's a ball stopper. He doesn't defend very well. He's still very mercurial. He's up, he's down. I think if the Warriors want to continue on this path that they're on now, maybe they trade him in the offseason. If, on the other hand, there are going to be some of these seismic changes that you've hinted at, then maybe then, yeah, maybe then it's like, yeah, this is the guy that we're building around. So I think that it'll be really fascinating to see what kind of future he has with
the team. I mean, there are going to be seismic changes no matter what. I mean, the rule of thumb for coaches, unless you're Bill Belichick or Andy Reid, is you got about a decade in one place. Then you got to move on.
Would you agree with me on this? The old adage, and I think it was originally Branch Rickey, then we know Bill Walsh adopted it too, as many others did. You're better off trading somebody a year too early than a year too late. To me, that's true, except in the NBA. Because if you have someone who's really a great, truly a great player, not somebody who's pretty good, but a great player, they're so rare, a difference maker of that pedigree. To me, in the NBA, you hang on to them as long as you can.
It depends on who it is, and I know that's dodging the question, but it's true. The Warriors can never let Stephen Curry go anywhere.
Right.
But they could find a way to justify letting Klay Thompson go at some future point.
Yes.
Not now. I'm talking about...
But I think with Klay, even Klay, who's so important to you, if you make that decision, to me, you don't do that unless you get to the point where you realize, okay, he's not quite as good as he used to be. It's not a matter of, all right, value's high. Guys like that, you hang on to them until not that guy anymore.
But, you know, you're...
In the NBA.
You know, unless somebody comes in and says, you know what, we'll do the deal, you can have Victor Wembanyama. They'd move Thompson for that. Damn right. They wouldn't move Curry. Everybody else is... I mean, and that's sort of how
I... imagine someone proposing that, but I don't...
No, I don't either. But, I mean, that's the scenario I construct when somebody says, who's untouchable in this league? I mean, the Lakers would not move... I don't think they'd move LeBron James for him. I don't think Milwaukee would move Giannis. Everybody after that, they'd absolutely go for it, I think, with whoever they had on their roster.
But those guys are both iconic players who've won championships, and those guys are very, very rare. That's what I'm saying. When you have a guy like that, it's not better to trade him a year too early. You want to make sure you get everything possible out of them. Tim Duncan, whomever.
No, but there's a point at which he's too important to you philosophically, because you don't want to be looked at as the team that got multiple parades out of a guy, and then you just discard him. I mean, because not only free agents look at that and go, well, they don't care about me, the fan base does. And this fan base has invested an awful lot of emotion in Curry over the years, which is why I don't think they could move him, even if it was, you know, two Victor Wembanyamas. It just, Curry is here for the duration. Unless he says, get me out of here and get me out of here now.
If you were Draymond, would you opt in next year? And I think it's, I'll look it up. I think it's 26. I could be wrong.
I think I would look around, but I'd be prepared to do so because I don't know where the home run offer is going to be. Because one, the punch threw a monkey wrench into his value. And two, the way he has played his entire career suggests that when he finally starts to decline...
27-5, by the way. Thank you, Mark.
It's going to be fairly swift because he takes beatings on a regular basis. And guys like that, they may play 12 years, but year 13, there's a precipitous drop, or 14, whatever. And I think he might well find that even with a little bit of a financial haircut, he's better off here than anywhere else.
If you're Draymond, and I'm not saying you are you more likely to leave if Bob Myers is not around? I think he is.
No. I don't think Bob Myers leaving is going to affect anybody's insistence on leaving. If Myers goes and Kerr goes with him, yeah, you might see something different. But But Myers, as admirable and likable as he is still just the general manager.
Let's get a call in here, 888-957-9570, Pat in Foster City on 95.7 The Game. Pat, you're on with Ratto and Whitey. What's up?
Yeah, thanks for taking the call. Yeah, you know, I've been reading a lot in the Cron and hearing online about, you know, you can't use the strategy that the Warriors did. You can't have a championship and then build for the future at the same time. And, you know, personally, I'm not buying that. I think there's a difference between strategy and execution. I think the strategy could work, but if the execution is terrible, it's not going to work. So imagine that the Warriors had used the last three draft picks on Ball, Scotty Barnes, and Halliburton. Same picks as we had, basically, just a spot different, maybe. I think we'd have a lot different conversation now about can you build for the future and win at the same time. I think you can do it. You just have to be smarter. You have to have a draft like we got Green and Thompson and Curry, or, you know, or closer to that than what we ended up with. So that's my take on it. I think you can do both, but you have to be smarter and maybe a little luckier with the draft picks. I'm curious about your guys' take on that, but
gotcha, Pat. Thank you. Thanks. And by the way, and yeah, I understand your point, agree with your overall point. Ball and Halliburton actually were the same draft, and then Barnes, I think, was gone before the Warriors picked. But I understand what you're saying, and that's been, Ray, I believe that's been Joe Lacob's plan. Joe Lacob has said, you can do both, and they try. It's not easy, and it looks like right now they're not pulling it off, but he believes the same thing Pat believes, which is you can do both.
But they also believed that they absolutely had to have a big guy. You know, not one that was going to be ball dominant, but somebody who could, you know, change shots, you know, block shots, rebound, defend. And the year that they took James Wiseman, there were only other three other centers in the draft, and those three have played fewer games, career games, than Wiseman has. So there was nothing to be gotten there. You cannot draft for the distant future when you're talking about, we've got guys who can still win championships. You need to get guys who can help you immediately. Now, Halliburton would have been well worth the gamble. Barnes, maybe. I mean, he still wouldn't be a big presence in the middle, even though he's 6'9".
Yeah, but I think he was picked before they picked Kuminga.
Well, but we'll no, he, okay, yeah, but yeah. We're... Yeah. We're playing out his scenario.
Right, right.
But I don't know that Ball was going to help them. He's one more ball-dominant guy on a team that already has ball-dominant guys.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB. And all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.